Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's King SRM's Nick Sorrell.
Registration to sign up for the 2025 Permanent Fund Dividend opened on January 1st and will go through March 31st. While the amount of this year's PFD won't be decided until the latter half of the year, Governor Mike Dunleavy did plan for a full PFD payout in his recent budget proposal. The governor budgeted for a full PFD, which he said should be $3,892 per the statutory formula.
We're putting into the budget because it's part of the law. It's part of our statutes. The calculation to calculate the PFD is in statute. And so that's why the figure that I just gave to you is the figure that we're going to shoot for and put the proper amount of money in the budget for that.
Similar numbers were forecasted last year when the governor released his budget proposal. However, the budget passed by the legislature and signed by Dunleavy resulted in a PFD of $1,403, along with a one-time $298 energy relief check. Dunleavy originally campaigned by stumping that he would restore a full PFD fund, which was fundamentally changed in 2016 when Governor Bill Walker vetoed about half of the statutory PFD. Since being elected, Dunleavy has proposed budgets with full PFDs funded under the formula set in the 1982 law. Along with the proposed budget, the governor announced a projected decrease in state revenue to the tune of $200 million less. To be eligible for the PFD check, an applicant must have been an Alaska resident for an entire calendar year preceding the date they applied for a dividend and intend to stay in Alaska indefinitely. They must also not claim residency in any other state or county. Residents who are absent from Alaska for more than 180 days are also not eligible to receive a PFD check. You can file online by going to pfd.alaska.gov. If you're looking for scholarship assistance for post-secondary education, a scholarship fair is just around the corner. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez with the story.
The Soldotna Chamber of Commerce is hosting its second annual community scholarship fair on Saturday, January 18th. The Community Scholarship Fair is a collaborative initiative among local organizations that informs students and families about the wide range of scholarships and financial aid options available to those in Soldotna and the Central Kenai Peninsula. It welcomes all students, including high school students, homeschoolers, current undergraduates, graduate students, and adult learners looking to enroll in college or those pursuing their education as CTE students. Sarah Hondell, Tourism and Educational Manager of the Soldotna Chamber of Commerce, says there are many scholarships available for many different types of learners.
Usually when we think of scholarships, we always default to the high school senior, but really our Central Peninsula has organizations that offer adult learners, those that hold a GED, students that are going into a career in technology field, and we want to have an event where we can put them all together under one roof so our students can ask those questions like, does your scholarship apply to me?
For people looking to further their education, there will be $150,000 in local scholarship opportunities available.
So we wanted to be able to offer affordable education to be accessible as possible for all of our students here on the Kenai Peninsula.
This is a free event and is open to the public. It will be held at the Soldotna Regional Sports Complex, located on Arena Avenue, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
Childcare shortages could be addressed by a combination of actions to help families with subsidies and help providers work through what is currently a daunting bureaucratic process, according to a new task force report released by the Alaska Department of Health. Recommendations to expand childcare options came in the second and final report of a task force established last year by Governor Mike Dunleavy. The governor's task force on childcare report released on December 27th follows an earlier report released last year. Altogether, the reports contain 56 recommendations for action. Childcare shortages and costs have been cited by businesses as a major workforce challenge. The problems became more severe after the COVID-19 pandemic when Alaska lost 10% of its licensed childcare providers, according to state officials. Dunleavy created a task force as he declined last year to support more funding in the state budget for childcare. To help address the problem of affordability, one recommendation is for geographical cost of living adjustments to be applied to parents' income. Living costs are higher in rural Alaska than in urban Alaska, and the McKinley Research Group report showed that childcare costs in rural areas are particularly high.
Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.